If Dean were to tell all of you what to do, then we would be the rulers of the world. No, it's really quite different in reality. Perhaps you're working with a standard that you think contains nonsense? Then let us know. Maybe nobody from your sector was involved. It's all voluntary, including participation in the development of standards.
Human beings are not ants. Unlike our tiny friends, we don't naturally know how to live together in large groups. This is why we need rules. And besides political rules, we also have technical rules, also known as standardization. It's actually one of our democratic rights to contribute to shape these rules. In this podcast, I will not tell you what you really should know about standardization. Because Amelie Leibrand will.
Welcome back to our little series, Human Beings Are Not Ants, what you never wanted to know about standardization, but definitely should know. My name is Amelie, and I'm happy that you've joined me here again today. So, when we talk about everything that concerns standardization, the most obvious question that first comes to mind is, what is standardization anyway? Standardization is if I make everything the same size, isn't it? Nope. This actually has nothing to do with standardization. At most, this has to do with the application of standards, and then only if it's a standard with size specification. There are two general ways to come into contact with standards. You can work with a published standard. This is called applying a standard. Or you can participate in developing the content of a standard. This is called standardization or standards work. Standardization is the process that literally puts the text into a standard. Here you might need to rethink some assumptions. Most people believe that Dean creates all these standards, and in doing so, tells the rest of the world what they should do, or something like that. In any case, they think this happens largely behind closed doors, and it's all top secret. I used to think this too before I started working at Dean. And actually, this is exactly the opposite of how it works. Imagine for just a moment how it would look if Dean actually did develop the standards. We would have to be a huge organization with loads of experts who are extremely well-versed in all topics in the world in order to make the right decisions in each case. Keep in mind there are over 34,000 documents on all topics imaginable, and nothing is duplicate. And besides, if Dean were to tell all of you what to do, then we would be the rulers of the world. No, it's really quite different in reality. Standardization is talking with one another, approaching one another, finding compromises together, looking at something from as many sides as possible, and defining similarities. So in the end, everyone can live with the result. And Dean organizes all of this. Technical regulation is a democratic process, just in a different structure than the social regulation, that is politics. You don't think about this often. Yeah, okay, standards exist, but mostly they can be annoying and they are expensive too. Yet these are two democratic systems of how to collectively work out the rules of the game for the benefit of society as a whole, with the involvement of as many people as possible and to the satisfaction of as many people as possible. When you consider that fact, you also have a sense of the scale on which technical regulation plays out and why it's so bad that so few people know about it. Technical regulation is organized and financed by the private sector. This makes you realize how expensive the process of rule setting is, because it does indeed have to be paid for. Both the service Dean provides in organizing the whole thing and the combined load of expertise that goes into each individual standard. When it comes to our social regulation, we don't really notice how expensive it is because it's financed by the taxes we pay. Just as with social regulation, we also try to ideally include everyone in technical regulation. And also we ask ourselves the question, how should we best organize that involvement? How do you get the opinions from all 83 million people around one table? In politics, we know how this works using elections. Even if you're not actively involved, for example, in a political party, you still give your voice to the system by casting a ballot. So every 4 years, I mark my ballot and I don't need to do anything else. And what about technical regulation? I've never marked a box as to which screw I think is good. When it comes to technical regulation, I get to have a seat at the table myself. Well, okay, not actually me as a Dean employee, but you as experts. You get to bring your expertise to the table. Technical regulation is divided up by topic into different Dean Standards Committees. There are 69 Standards Committees with overarching topics, such as building and civil engineering, color, aerospace, etc. Each Standards Committee has working groups and committees that handle specific topics. There are more than 3,000 of these in total. Within these working bodies, there are more than 35,000 experts who deal with all the various topics. And this is also where you can get involved if you want, in the committee that handles the issue that you are an expert on. And this isn't only exciting for engineers and machine vendors. Sure, there are committees that consider the exact length and diameter of screws so that they fit reliably in their bore. This would be Dean Standards Committee Fasteners and Working Committee Fasteners with Metric External Thread. And yes, I realize that all the non-mechanical engineers are staring into space right now. But have no fear, the spectrum of topics is truly exciting. Maybe you are familiar with the well-known Dean EN ISO 9001, the mother of all quality management systems. Each respectable company is certified according to this standard. You can look out for it. You can often find this in the signature or in the imprint. A quality management system in a company. This is actually a bit of a corporate culture. And it's not only engineers or business graduates who have a say in this, but everyone, including the liberal arts or philosopher types. Those among you who fit more into this category, you probably have a bit of a feeling, I can't do programming, I have nothing to offer in this world. But that's not true. We need you too. Artificial intelligence and ethics is just one example. Don't just leave it up to the technical nerds to shape our lives. That makes the world too one-sided. So, just to re-emphasize, as much as possible, a standard should reflect all possible points of view on the subject matter dealt with in this document. Not only those who manufacture the thing, but also not only those who design this thing, but rather everyone. After all, standards are supposed to make the world a better place. Okay, sounds a bit utopian, I realize. And not to rake in money for individual people or companies, right? That is why the Dean processes, that is the regulations on how a document must be produced so that it can be called a standard, are designed in such a way that they are democratically legitimate and in compliance with antitrust legislation. And not only signed off on by big industry, correct? Many people believe that Dean equals, no clue, the big three. But that's not true. Standardization is for everyone. We are there for all of you. The diverse composition of the standards committees is very important. This means, for example, that those who produce the raw materials are represented in the standards committee. Then those who process them. Then those who design and manufacture finished products from them. Those who bring them onto the market. Those who transport them, and those who put them on their shelves for sale, the retail trade. Then, of course, those who use them, the consumer council, a very important voice. Then those who monitor and control the whole thing, certifiers, supervisors, controllers, gladly also public authorities. Of course, environmentalists, researchers, associations representing the interests of smaller players. And if it's not about products, but about services or quality management, then the corresponding multitude of views that can emerge. We call these different perspectives interested parties or stakeholders. These stakeholders all sit down together and determine which basic requirements the thing that is being standardized has to fulfill so that everyone can work with it. At the same time, they keep an eye on each other and make sure that the content does not become one-sided. Because, and I will say it again, ultimately a standard should make our lives easier. And if you've come across a case where this didn't work out, and perhaps you're working with a standard that you think contains nonsense, then let us know. Maybe nobody from your sector was involved. It's all voluntary, including participation in the development of standards. Or the technology has evolved and these changes are not yet reflected in the standard. Because, and this is another widespread misconception, we don't reproduce the things that are in the standards and see if it's possible. We don't continue to research and see if there is perhaps more that can be done in the meantime. We are not a research lab. We are the process. All of you are the content. We are also not the content controller. That is also you. And very important to remember, what has been written by people can also be changed by people. Standardization is not predestined to be a certain way. You can change it yourself, but actually you have to change it yourself. Dean won't do this for you, okay? This is not like politics, where you simply mark your ballot every 4 years and things keep running. When it comes to technical regulation, you can have your own seat at the table, and if it's important to you, you should. We don't do it for you, but we make it possible. So does it all still seem quite abstract? Don't worry, it's a universe of its own. And it took me a while to begin to get a grasp on it. We're slowly making our way forward, a bit at a time. Next time we'll learn some more. Until then, take care and stay curious.